A leading economist and a tenants advocate support group support the push to view housing as a human right. The Human Rights Commission has announced an inquiry into housing, but some say the roadmap out of the crisis is already clear. Timothy Brown has more.
The Human Rights Commission has released its initial guidelines on what the right to a decent home means in Aotearoa. The Commission says successive governments share responsibility for a massive human rights failure, with the goal of an affordable, healthy home now more remote than ever for many. Economist Shamabil Yacoub agrees it's time to recognise housing as a human right.
Totally. We've signed up to the Declaration of Human Rights, but there seems to be very little connection between those Declaration of Human Rights and how our other policies connect together. So that coordination and cohesion of our policies is not there. We're not the only ones where we're suffering these issues. But in New Zealand, we have seen massive problems with the housing market.
The latest data from realestate.co.nz shows the number of houses on the market has hit a 14-year low. Shamabil Yacoub says that is just another symptom of the ongoing housing crisis. He says the government needs to show the same political will to tackle the crisis that previous governments showed after the Second World War.
New Zealand went through this in the past. So when we had the reforms of the Second World War, after the Second World War, it was off the back of massive housing shortages, massive problems with housing. And that's why that big move to build more houses and those policies came through. I think we need to have that moment of crisis and solution again.
Ashok Jacob from Renters United agrees that the template for the sixth Labor government has already been laid out by the first Labor government.
We know what the roadmap is to get to justice and equality because we've done it before. The Labor government did it in the 1940s. You know, they built tens of thousands of houses a year. They put strict regulations on the amount of rent that you could charge. They had really high standards for what new builds and what rentals had to be. They put in all these measures because they were, at the time, seen as common sense.
He says while unwinding four decades of neoliberalism may not seem politically appealing, not doing so should be even more unpalatable.
It's really bad out there. The fact that masses of people are living in the awful conditions that we see in the news and people coming to us describing, it really should embarrass a government that considers itself to be social democratic and considers itself to be representing fairness and equality and justice. And the material situation on the ground is just really anything but when it comes to housing. So I'm glad that there are people talking about it as a human rights issue, because it really is.
25-year-old Wellingtonian Kevan Wild, who's searching for his first home along with his partner, says housing has to be seen as a human right, and that should be housing that is warm, safe and affordable. At the moment, he says he's limited in accepting cold, old and mouldy stock, or housing with serious structural flaws.
I went to look at a house in Upper Hutt about probably 3 weeks to a month ago, and it was within our budget. It was small, wasn't a cross lease, which we were trying to avoid. Was ticking all our boxes, and then went through and looked at the council record on the place, and it had subsided three or four times since the 80s, so this is occurring on almost like a 10-year basis.
He says they've accepted they will need to take what they can get, though, if they want to get on the property ladder. Housing Minister Megan Woods was unavailable for an interview, but in a statement says she's acutely aware of the challenges faced by many people when it comes to accessing affordable, warm, dry, long-term housing. She says it's great the Human Rights Commission is taking an interest in housing, and the government is happy to highlight the urgent work it's already undertaking to ensure all New Zealanders have safe, warm and dry homes, like the plan to build 18,000 new kāinga ora homes by 2024.